It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's Mother's Day weekend. Buddy, if you're not out there firing up the grill and cooking some of Mama's favorites, you are going to be in trouble. So we're going to help you today. We're going to do some good old-fashioned barbecue, and I'm going to get out on the deck. I'll tell you a little later what I'm cooking, but Barbecue Bob, what's cooking with you, baby?
Mother?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're so glad you joined us. And if you have never found us online, it's thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. There's a theme.
Right, right. If you can't find a grilling guy, well, then listen up. We'll make you one.
You'll end up in some Chinese site somewhere.
Right, yep. Right.
You can't say that.
You just did. You've been with Sobe. I can tell. I can tell. But anyway, so Bob, this week we had our pool liner. We have one of those above ground pools that's really below ground. Only about 2 foot of it is above the ground. The rest of it's in a hole. And I was sharing with you before the show. It just boggled my mind. We had a slit in the liner. We put it to bed last fall with full of water, and we woke it up this spring, and it was all but empty. And it's like, whoa. What happened? Well, we found a little slit in the liner, and over I don't know how much time, there was 32 feet long, 16 feet wide, and about 4 foot deep of water that disappeared. I mean, that's a lot.
Did you call the police?
Right? No, I didn't. But that's a lot of water, dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was expecting. So the pool guys come, and they put in the new liner this week. And I took the afternoon off when they were going to be there because I didn't know what they'd need or need me around or whatever. And they didn't. They didn't meet me for anything other than I had to run and get some parts that broke when they took stuff apart because it's an old pool, right? Stuff was dry rotted, cracked, or whatever you call it. But anyway, that I was amazed that there wasn't like this big sand pit gone underneath the pool.
You're
it was
lucky.
All there.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
And so what happened is it just leaked over a period of time, and you know the earth is an amazing thing.
Right. Yep.
Just,
sucked up all that pool water.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So now they got the fire hydrant 2 doors down. They brought their own like 400 feet of hose, and they fill in my pool out of the city of Wyoming.
That's actually a good idea because those fire hydrants need to get tapped once in a while.
Well, they did. They ran it for like 15 minutes prior to putting it in my pool.
So you didn't get the rust?
I didn't. That I'm aware of. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we've all seen the shows in New York City where the dad will get out there on a hot summer day and just crank open a fire hydrant, and the kids are all running around under the sprinkler.
Right.
The ghetto sprinkler.
Yeah.
So, well, that sounds like little bit of mayhem, and you're spending money again. Imagine that. Yeah. You must be a homeowner.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, every grilling guy that has a home is just used to spending money and get over it.
Right.
You're going to have to.
Yeah, well, you know.
You can't take it with you, Joppy.
I know. And we were going to move, and that was part of the reason. But then, you know, COVID hits, interest rates go up, and then all of a sudden it's like this isn't as bad as we thought it was. We're just going to put a little money into this and make it work.
Hey, it's a convenient location.
Yeah, a little noisy, a little too close to 28th Street.
You can't
pee
off your back deck as easily, though.
Well, at least you can't do it. Well, yeah, you can. I've done it. I'm telling you, there's no restrictions.
Well,
there's no restrictions.
That's the standard for me.
Right. Yeah.
But I do, when there's no leaves around, I do have to be careful getting into the hot tub because I can see a house through the woods. And
oh, can you?
I'm always thinking.
Listen, mister, they ain't going to see anything with you getting in the hot tub from
well,
a distance. I'm
going to
tell
you. I just
right
don't want to gross them out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't want them to think like I'm some exhibitionist.
That wrinkled old white man butt? Are you kidding me? They're not.
I don't want them to think I'm some exhibitionist. So I bang on the trash can lid. Hey, I'm getting in a tub.
Yeah.
I'm doing all my paperwork right now to get the Grilling Guys takeout going. And Kent County, honestly, they're really great to work with. I'm very pleased with.
Well, we've had dozens and dozens of those temporary permits.
But yeah. You know what? The same guy is that we've run into a bunch of times is my inspector.
Yep.
He's the nicest guy.
Right.
He's so helpful because honestly, when he said you're gonna feel overwhelmed when I send you this, and then he sent it to me, and A half hour later, I woke up and no, I was overwhelmed. I hate paperwork.
Right.
And there's like 100 and some pages.
Well, you know,
thank you very much.
Well, it's a public safety though, and you got to do this right, and we will.
We've killed very few people.
Right. Yep. None that ever talked back.
So I'm getting the menu set now, and that's actually very, very fun. And then, of course, I'm writing a business plan, even though it's just a little takeout. I've learned the hard way over the years with the several many businesses I've owned or sold or bought and failed or whatever, that you have to have a good business plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very, I guess, fortunate that I have time to feel my way through it because I'm finding all kinds of things I'm missing. And, gee, I didn't think of that. And the thoughts just come to me at 4 in the morning. Well, that's my bladder talking to me.
Right, yeah. But, you're up anyway, so you might as well do something, right?
Yeah. At least by 5. Right. I gotta go. Yeah. And so I get right up and I run down to my office and I start clanging and get those thoughts down.
Yep.
I used to keep a pad and paper by my bed.
Yeah.
And that was really good, but...
way overrated.
Well, no, your best thoughts come to you early in the morning when you're slipping in and out of the consciousness.
Right.
You can drift into a spot where you can. Didn't you ever do that? Like
you're
waking up and like you're in a dream, and you're kind of like you start to manipulate it. It's like, oh, good, I paid that tax bill.
Yeah,
no, you didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually shot a guy the other morning.
In your dream?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good.
With my .44, so it was a revolver. I didn't have to worry about his safety.
Right. Yeah.
I kept telling him stop.
Right.
So, does that count?
Nope.
Yes, it does.
Don't.
But the cool thing is the people of Lowell are very supportive.
Yep.
I'm getting lots of great feedback. Actually, tonight, as long as we're talking about
this. Because you're not open yet, right?
No.
I mean, you're in the process of gaining licensure
and
setting a menu, and you got your location.
Yes.
Right?
And it's wonderful. And the lady that owns the building, or at least the kitchen, is very cool. But today, we have at the new La Crosse Stadium, which is so cool because we're a part of it. Jordan's and Alex's teams helped raise the money over the years when we were there with them in high school. And it's been quite a while. They actually have a stadium of their own.
Nice.
We were playing on, you know, the football field and getting yelled at by Coach Dean.
Right.
Now tear the field up.
Right. Right.
Well, now we have our own. So.
Yep.
Suck on that.
Right.
Starts at noon on our new turf field. It's a turf
field. AstroTurf?
No, turf.
Oh, like green grass turf.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We're hosting a military appreciation game. How cool is that? Both my boys are in the military. I was.
Right.
It's got a color guard, armored vehicle, and I'm expecting Air Force One to do a flyover.
All right.
We'll tell you if that's going to happen.
I did that, right?
Sleepy Joe forgot. The men of Lowell La Crosse will be honoring the current and past service members and their families during a shootout with the conference rivals Jenison. So it's going to be good. You can get a special commemorative shirt at the gate if you want. But all the proceeds go to Shootout for Soldiers.
And what's that?
I don't know, but it's... It's like Tango 3 that I work on. It's military suicides. This is probably helping families of veterans or military members.
Right.
I'm sorry. I should know that. I'm just going to be there serving up the brisket and butts.
Okay.
So I'm feeding everybody.
This is Saturday. Today.
Today.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I'm right over to the stadium. And I got all the meat cooked. It's all parked. It's in the Cambros. The beans are finishing off right now, and I got to stop and pick up buns. Coleslaw is made. We're ready
to
roll.
You're feeding the teams.
I'm feeding like 200 or 300 people.
Nice.
And the money, the profits from that, because I'm doing it all for free, the profits from that are going to this Shootout for Soldiers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's cool. So can anybody come to that?
Yeah, that's
watching
why
the game.
That's why I wanted to talk about it here because we have a tower. Jethro has a tower in Lowell.
Right. So where's the game again? Where is this stadium? Is it on the
high
school
Lowell
campus?
High school. Yeah, right at the Lowell High School. So come on out and say hello to us. There's going to be a lot of military members there. We're going to have some cool military activities, and I'll be the guy with the sweet smelling meat.
Yep, always. Yeah, right. That's my dad. The boys are going to be going, that's my dad that smells like that right over there. But anyway, well, that's cool, Bob. And yeah, that's a great cause. And those are the exact kind of things that we like to do and
yep,
why we're part of Jethro. But coming up next, Bob's going to be going up to the Blessing of the Bikes. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then it is Mother's Day, so at some point we're going to talk about some recipes. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you
welcome
see
back, you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob's got a little fundraiser going on this afternoon. If you can get out to Lowell, watch a little lacrosse, raise a little money for military cause, it's a great thing. So make sure you, if you're out in that Lowell area, hit the high school and have some of Bob's barbecue because it'd be worth every penny you spend for it, and all the proceeds are going to a good cause.
Yeah, it's priced right. But even if you've just never seen a lacrosse game, I'm telling you, this Lowell program, and my son is one of the top coaches there. He's not the head coach because he didn't want to be, but and they're going to probably bring in a new head coach. I shouldn't say that. There's another teacher coming in that's going to take over the top slot probably.
Yeah, that's fine.
But the kids love Jordan.
Yeah. Well, he's a player, and he went down and played
in
college.
He's a college player, and he works hard. He's just a good role model.
Yep.
Like his mother.
And he's a dad now.
Gets that from his mother.
He's a new dad, so that's all good. Good guy.
So, yeah, I'm going to the Blessing of the Bikes next weekend. Come on up to Baldwin. Buy some of this Wagyu beef jerky. We're being produced today by Mr. Scott Pasteur, and he just got his first bag of Dove Creek America's best beef jerky. It's Wagyu. It's red Wagyu, dude. And
right,
you've had it already.
That's wonderful.
You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I notice
good.
He's not opening the bag right now either. He's afraid.
Well, it's because he knows he doesn't share. He doesn't want to do that.
I got cases of it in the trunk.
Yeah, but
anyway, so what I thought we'd talk about, I know it's Mother's Day coming, and we're going to do a little bit of food, but because we have a special guest in the third segment, and the dude and I have had a long history on smokers, I thought we'd talk about different styles of smokers.
Okay.
Because, you know, we love having our smokers and
right,
you know, like different styles. What would you think would be styles that would come to mind?
Well, you know, you've got first the fuel. Some of them are electric with that smoke up chips. Others of them that you and I prefer are either stick burners or going to burn lump charcoal, which is hardwood charcoal. Or you've got pellet, but at the end of the day, then you can put your fire offset, or you can put your fire under or beside. Your offset and beside are kind of similar, but we have the big trailer smoker that we cook a bulk of our food on is a true offset smoker where the firebox
yep
is beside the cooking chamber.
Which is parked out at the Grilling Guys Takeout right now,
good,
the new kitchen.
Good.
So we say we have, you have, but I have.
Well, there you go. That means we have, right? Yeah, generally how that works.
So, yeah. You know what I find to be one of the big ones, dude? What do you think about this? The electric ones, like the Masterbuilt?
Right. Yep.
There's a ton of those out
there. One of my buddies, Charlie, got one of those for Christmas from his wife and his kids, and he's doing really well with it. And
they're better than you'd think.
Right. And so It's true smoking. There's an electric element in the bottom of them that provides your heat source, And then generally there's like a little, in his anyway, it's built like a cube. Well, no, let me take that back.
It's like a locker.
Square. It's square, but it's taller than a cube, right? It's taller than it is.
It's like a mini gun safe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got a door on the front of it where you open it up like a locker. Yeah, that's a great analogy. So that I think his has three racks in it. Maybe it's only like 3.5 feet tall. But in the bottom, there's a heating element, which is electric. And the reason that a lot of people like these is that it's really easy to control the temperature.
Very consistent.
Right. And you know, with if you're not really interested in fussing with a smoker, because that's part of the fun for Bob and I is fussing with it. But if you just want good smoked food and you don't want to do it with charcoal, electric works really well.
Yeah, Smoky Hollow is one of the big brands that makes those. They're all those are all from China.
Yeah.
But there's that same one comes in an LP version.
Okay.
So you can get the LP version as well. I like the electric one for the convenience. It's just too easy.
Right.
They're $300. LP is the same price. Problem being, with the electric, you have to have electricity available. And sometimes, let's say you're going out to Fallsburg Park or somewhere, you're going out to the campground, and you say, gosh, I really want to do a barbecue, and I want to bring a little smoke. Well, those are light. You can pack them up in the trailer and pull out a can of LP, and you're going.
Right. Yep.
As long as you got LP.
And, you know, so with the smoker of that type, you're going to buy some sort of flavor wood. And you can find this at all the big box stores. Sobey carries it. A lot of people carry these. Garrett's has them, I'm sure.
Or you can do like I do, and I just, when I'm cleaning up all my wood, I cut these, like I've cut for you.
Discs.
It looks like a hockey puck.
Yep.
And you cut boxes and boxes of those and store them. And then you just take a ball peen hammer on your garage floor and you whack them and they bust into pieces and you throw those in there.
Right, yep.
That way you can have any flavor you want and you don't have to go to a bag.
Right.
Problem with some of the bag stuff, if you see it in a plastic bag, you got to be careful because some of that stuff is packed green and by the time you get it, it's a year old and it's actually musty.
Yes, I've
caught people soaking them in wood, which is stupid.
Soaping in water?
Water. And that does not make any sense scientifically if you think about it. But then you smell that water, and it's like old underwear or something. It's like, oh, that's going to be the smell of your food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old underwear. I could have thought of a couple other things other
okay,
than that.
Okay, spoiled meat.
Yeah, musty.
You know, it's just
musty's
got this
good.
Terrible.
Musty's good.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah, and don't think that doesn't transfer to your food, because it
that's
does.
That's the point.
It does. So you don't want that. But
I'm sure it's old underwear.
You know, if you've got fruit wood, you got apple, you got cherry, you've got hickory. That's what I smoke with a lot. Bob's got a woods at his house, and he's knocked down a few hickory trees over the years. And you get the branches, right, that are maybe as big around as your arm. Those are the nice ones to just run the chainsaw, cut a bunch of discs, right?
Because you're not going
to
necessarily, you have so much of that, it's a pain in the butt.
Right.
But as long as you got one standing up on a branch, that's when you just take that opportunity.
Right.
And if they're small enough, you don't even have to break them up or anything.
Right.
You can just cut them up in little pieces.
The idea is that fresh broken edge catches fire a little bit quicker when they're broken into pieces. You can spread them around and they'll burn.
And
quicker.
You're really not trying to, if you're an electric smoker, I'm thinking,
right,
you're really not trying to burn them. You're just trying to get surface,
right,
so that it'll smolder,
right.
You know, you're,
well, there's
the,
your smoke.
It's the smoke,
right. But with any kind of smoking, rule number one is don't overdo it. A little bit of smoke goes quite a long ways.
Ask any fire inspector.
Right, but I'm just also ask any lady that you've made smoked food for who doesn't like that big, smoky, almost bitter flavor if you get too much of it.
It will be bitter. You know when it gets bitter?
When's that?
When you use green wood.
Right, yep. You always got to use dried wood because it's going to burn better anyway.
Well, there's a national chain, and I didn't say Dickie's, but there's a national chain out there, barbecue places, and I think their barbecue it's the blackness comes from the greenwood.
Yep.
And they use like those Southern Prides and stuff. So they just throw any old log in a gas-powered wood stick burner, and that's why your food turns black.
Right.
There's too much smoke, and it's bitter. It'll give you heartburn.
Right. So regardless of the type of fuel you use, low and slow. If you've ever talked about smoking anything, that's what it's all about. You're slow cooking things. You're breaking down collagens. You're getting tenderness and juiciness from the slow heating process. And then it's just wonderful.
Yes. And if you want some really good information on that, in the next segment, we're going to have a man named Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine. Mark has more awards than anybody you'll ever talk to. And he's just a great guy. He's from Mississippi. He's from the Delta country. And we're going to have Sweet Swine of Mine on in just a minute.
All right. Stick with us. It's going to get sweet.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, and you better get out in your backyard and make something nice for Mama if you're a Grillin' Guy, because she's going to remember, and Father's Day's coming. So if you want anything for Father's Day, you better step up to the grill. And Bob, on the live line, we got somebody that might be able to help us a little bit with that, somebody that knows a thing or two about grilling.
That's right. This is Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine. How are you, buddy?
Man, everything's good.
If you've never heard of Sweet Swine of Mine, there's an awful lot of teams and whatnot, but Mark is a seasoned pro. I've known him for a long time, and you've won more awards since the last time I saw you than I don't even know. We don't have to enumerate them, but I know Memphis and May Pork was one of yours, and you got some KCBS and Kansas City Royal and probably Jack Daniels.
Houston Livestock Show, Rodeo Barbecue.
Yep. So anyway, when I ran into you in Nashville once, you were showing me some smokers you were building. And one of them was a little red one. You still got that going?
We do. It's a red box smoker.
There you go.
We purchased the rights from Backwood Smoker years ago to produce that cooker overseas and packaged for retail sale. And so we import that from China, and it's a little reverse flow insulated vertical smoker that has a firebox in the bottom and a water pan between the firebox and the cooking chamber, and it's a double wall, double reverse flow insulated cabinet smoker.
So you're really not cooking right over the coals.
No, you can if you remove the water pan.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook directly over the coals, and that's how we like to cook chicken.
Right, but if you've got the water pan in there, how does it reverse flow? The heat goes around it and then comes back down, and it exhausts out the bottom?
That's exactly right. It's got a water pan, and then the heat goes around the water pan into a double wall. So the smoker is double walled and insulated, and the heat travels up the double wall to the top, enters the cooking chamber through a little gap at the very top, and then it's drawn to the bottom. And as it's drawn to the bottom is actually the bottom of the water pan, and then it has an internal chimney that's the full height of the cooking chamber, so it draws it up the inside walls, back down to the water pan, and out the internal chimney, and back up the top.
So how did you ever come up with that design? Did you buy that design?
Yeah, it's a Backwoods patented design.
Backwoods, yes.
Their patented downdraft design. it's long since expired, but I've purchased the rights from Backwood to produce that
Yeah.
Years after it expired. Of course.
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I thought that smoker was pink for some reason.
So, Backwoods, you were working on another one back then at that time, too, one that you were going to make your fab yourself, but you never ended up coming out with that one?
No, we just stuck with the imported version of, you know, now with the price of the shipping costs and metal fab right now, it's just almost doesn't make sense to produce it moving forward. But right now, we still probably about 300 units of it left. And hopefully, if material prices and shipping prices go back down, we can start producing it in China again. But as of right now, once they're gone, they're kind of gone. So we've got about, I'd say, about 240 units left.
And if you're searching online for that, what's the name you're going to put in other than Sweet Swine of Mine?
Oh, Red Box Smoker.
Red Box Smoker. It's a cool thing. I got to get one before you get rid of all those. So tell us something we can make for Mother's Day.
And I'll tell you, one of my favorite things that I like to make for Mother's Day, today, right now, I'm actually smoking some lamb ribs. And we're going to do some lamb rib barbacoa for Cinco de Mayo tonight for our show. We do Old School with Mark and Ashley show on YouTube Thursday nights live. But if it's me that I'm cooking something for my mother, I like to cook on the red box, and I like to spatchcock a chicken. If you've never watched it, there's a video with myself and Malcolm Reed on YouTube. You just type in red box chicken, and it shows you how to not only spatchcock a chicken, but how to roast it on a bed of herbs directly over the fire. And
I just watched that before I talked to you last time. That's a good one. Yep. I was going to recommend that. It's a YouTube video, and it is you use Alabama white sauce.
Yep, we did. Malcolm made up his own version of it.
Right.
And we you know, just did a real simple, salt, pepper, garlic seasoning on it.
Yeah.
We took a bunch of herbs out of the herb garden, which consisted of just some rosemary, some thyme, some sage, some scallions, some chives, and just the trimmings out of the herb garden and laid them down and then flattened that chicken out so it cooks evenly. And it roasts those herbs, and it really puts a lot of flavor through that chicken.
Your presentation at the end of it was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. And we even like to use some of those little herbs in that white sauce. It's a killer recipe. It's a staple at our house.
So your method for that would actually be good for those lamb ribs.
It really would, yeah. We do it in the red box quite often when we can find these little racks of lamb spare ribs. We're testing out a new smoker today from Legend Smokers. It's a 2448 offset, and we've got them all on there today. The only reason we're not cooking on the rib box today, but it's certainly a good cooker for that as well.
You ever smoke on a Smoke Master?
No, I don't.
It's out of Mesquite, Texas. It's an electric wood smoker. It's commercial. It'll work in a commercial application under a hood, but that's okay. We'll talk about that offline because I want to make sure and get one of those red box coming up here. If you're coming up in this area, you can drive it up to me.
Yeah. Right.
Hey.
Well, the great part about this cooker, we made it so it is shippable. So most of the smokers around that you buy, they're hard to ship. And even if you do ship them, it requires a lot of assembly. This little smoker is packaged like a stereo receiver. So it has lots of foam and protective material in it, and it's fully assembled.
What's the shipping weight?
Just, 75 pounds. So we ship it FedEx or UPS either way, and you can ship it pretty much anywhere in the country for under $80.
I'm telling you, folks, if you're listening to a legend right here right now on the Grilling Guys show, Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine, he's very humble. He won't tell you, but he's very, very accomplished, and I love the work you do, but I love this little red box in particular, and I hope you get to build some more of them when you do run out, but I want to make sure and get one of those before you do run out. If you want a cool smoker, check it out. The website is Sweet Swine of Mine.
Yep.
And
SSOMD.com.
Yeah. This guy has won more awards than I've even heard of, so this is not like just a friend of the show. This is a guy who's put his work in, and we're just happy to know you.
It's Jop. If somebody wanted to buy one of these for Father's Day, Mother's Day is upon us. But if this is a Father's Day gift, what do one of these things run? Just so our guests know,
man, they'll run you $300 plus shipping. And it's about the best value
in the market right now
that there is available.
It really
is. A lot of people use it in competition cooking. It's very small, but again, when you cook competition, you trim your meats down to just the perfect turn-in part. So a lot of folks use it for competition ribs, competition chicken, but I've cooked some competition quality brisket on it as well. But designed as a backyard cooker, something that's portable and affordable. So you can take it with you to camp, or you can take it tailgating. And it's not big enough, you know, for parties, big enough for the backyard, for the home. For
mm-hmm. I know the look on Randy's face, so I'm going to say we're going to have to order two of them.
Yeah.
I know this guy.
Yeah.
So any other last minute? We got about 1 minute left. Anything else for Mother's Day you could recommend real quick?
Man, every mom needs a good thermometer. Many times you think mom doesn't need a thermometer, but a digital thermometer, I think, is a really good option for mom for Mother's Day. You know, my mom's, she likes to fish, so I bought my mom a new fishing rod and reel.
Nice.
Oh, man, what a good son.
Nice.
Hey, you're lucky to still have a mom. You know, a lot of us don't any longer.
I know, you're right.
Yeah, so
that's count your blessings on for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, and then take a minute off and take her fishing, man. That's where the money's really at, right there.
Exactly.
That's where the money's at.
I think you should bring her up to Michigan and go steelhead fishing next week and throw a couple of them smokers in your truck.
Yeah. We'll buy the bait.
I got a buddy.
Yeah. Dude, I got all kinds of bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a buddy up there with West Michigan Guide Service, and he's a big steelhead guy, so I'm going to come up there and do a little fishing.
You should. Good. Well, make sure you call me before you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Listen, good to talk to you, and just really appreciate all your knowledge and your help, and we're definitely going to be plugging in an order for two of those Redbox smokers.
Man, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Mark Lambert, sweet swine of mine.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. You got to check out the video where he spatchcocks the chicken. It's you'll get a good feel for the personality. This is just a straight-up barbecue dude who's humble and very accomplished.
Yeah, good at what he does. Yep. Coming up next, I might smoke your meatloaf if you're lucky. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Ready?
Nope.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. And we appreciate you tuning in.
That's country with a twist.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Tomorrow's Mother's Day, so if you don't have your menu plan, you better roll over and nudge Mama and say, hey, what do you want for dinner tomorrow? Mine was, I don't know if I want chicken or steak. You decide. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not deciding. You got to decide.
Well, no matter what she says, you better get your keister in the car right now head up to Sobeys.
I'm there. That's where I'm going after the show because I'm going to go get a couple porterhouse because I got Mama and two girls in the house. They're both four-legged, and they're both about 80 pounds. But when we cook steak, we get two, count them, two steaks because each dog
That's one of the weirdest sentences I've ever heard.
Hey,
I'm not sure who you're talking about, but 80 pounds is good.
Follow me. Follow me, baby. Yeah.
We like them skinny.
Right.
Yeah. On four legs.
Yeah, red hair and one black hair.
I brought back a beautiful tri-tip from Sobeys the other day.
Yeah.
When I went to get the meat for this lacrosse event.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be for Mama tomorrow when she comes home.
How are you cooking that? We'll get to the meatloaf in a minute because that don't take a long time.
No, well, that meatloaf is something special.
We'll get to
but,
it.
Tri-tip
is a muscle in the front quarter of the cow. There's only one of them on each side, as I understand it. And it's it's thicker on one end and kind of goes to a point.
Yeah, it looks like a triangular kind of, you've seen pictures of these strange UFOs and stuff. It's kind of like that. It's this weird triangle, like Star Wars looking thing, but it tastes like heaven. And my real exposure to it was in Northern California when I did those jobs up in Sacramento area. The people of California, they're crazy about barbecue, but their version of barbecue is a Weber kettle and tri-tips.
Okay.
I mean, that's their
stuff. So
a
charcoal grill. So yep. What are you going to do? Are you going to season? How are you going to season that? Because it's really flavorful.
Salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. Yeah.
But you got to go to a butcher like Sobey to get it. They don't carry these in the big box stores.
Well,
it's a specialty cut.
Yeah.
I mean, you might find
or may not find them, but you're right. Absolutely right. Just go to Sobey because you know you've got an owner selecting his supplier.
Right.
And that supply in the future is going to be really important because if you haven't noticed, there's like food factories blowing up. The planes miraculously fly into them right now and the bird flu thing and all this stuff. So there's going to be a strange shift in your supplies. And a guy like Sobey buys local. So you get a lot of locally raised meat. Stick close to those people. They'll take care of you because I don't want to gloom and doom it, but I'm telling you, you're going to see the supply chain get even more messed up, if you can imagine, than it is now. So,
right. So
partner up with those guys. Also partner up with your local farms, this farm market thing.
Right.
You know, patronize those guys, you know, and encourage them to grow more and more and more because the world is going into a weird place, and you want to make sure you have good, healthy, fresh vegetables and meat.
Yep, good stuff. Speaking of meat, make me some meatloaf, brother.
Oh, man, this one's a good one. And this one is from Cracker Barrel. I stumbled on it accidentally in probably the Food Network or something, the magazine you send me for Christmas. It's a cool recipe. It's kind of like my mom's. You know how you have your mom's cheesy...
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another Cracker Barrel thing.
Right, buttered cracker crumbs on top.
Right.
Yeah, that's just...
Well, that's this one.
Bad for you, but it's so good for
that's
you.
That's this one. Yeah. It's going to have some milk and some Ritz crackers crushed up. It's going to have onion, shredded sharp cheddar, some salt, pepper, and then, of course, a couple pounds of ground beef. For the topping, we're going to do ketchup with some brown sugar and mustard.
The mustard is the differentiator there because it gives it just a little bit of tang.
When I was in college, my roommate used to make sloppy joes with ketchup and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Right.
Because that's all we could afford.
Right, but you get a can of Manwich, and then you put a...
Oh, we couldn't afford that.
put some ground beef with it, and then I always put mustard and onion on top of it when I'm ready to eat it on the bun.
Nice.
And open face, so you could have twice as much meat and half as much bun.
So this, so what you do is you beat the eggs, and then you add your milk, beat that milk in, and then you add the crackers, and then you stir in the onion and cheese and get all that as a slurry. Then you add your ground beef. Or venison. Okay. Ground venison would be great for this one because it's very fatty. And you mix that together and you shape it into a loaf. Now, what I'm going to do with this thing, and this is going to be one of the weekly specials at the Grillin' Guys Takeout, we're going to have smoked meatloaf. And I'm going to throw this on a rack and I'm going to smoke it for about an hour, a Rob Russell style. I'm going to get that internal to about 130, 140. Then I'll pull it out, and I'm going to take this ketchup, brown sugar, and mustard mixture, and I'm going to put that red gravy on top of it and throw it back in for another half hour. And I'm going to bring it up to about 175 internal, just because it's hamburger. You don't know where you're getting your hamburger sometimes. Mine's really good stuff, but you never know where yours is coming. You know, you might go to some store that has slightly less than the best. So it's burger, and there's all kinds of additives in it. You can jack it up just a little bit. You're not going to dry it out. If anything, you're going to need to jack it up because you got onions and milk and all this stuff in it. You're going to need to run the hydration out of it so it doesn't bleed so bad.
Right. But, you know, a twist on that is you could make the bless you. You could make the bacon weave and throw that on there too. You always do that with thin-cut bacon. So that it cooks. But if you want to really dress up a meatloaf, look up what a bacon weave is if you don't understand it. But it's alternate. It looks like just a woven rattan, if you will. But it's made out of bacon. And
excuse me.
Yeah. And it's it just puts a whole another flavor profile on a meatloaf.
Absolutely.
That's that. It takes a little extra work, but that'd be something you'd do for mom for Mother's Day because it's special. So
yeah, if mom's, you know, eats pork products.
So Bob, you're going to do this little barbecue restaurant, and you do brisket and you do pulled pork, and everybody rants and raves about burnt ends. Can you just tell us what those are and how they get made and why they're like a delicacy because there's not that much of them when in the cooking process?
Well, I can. Have you ever made them?
A couple times, but
what'd you make them with?
What do you mean? What I make them with?
What parts? Because there's all sorts of variations on it.
Right. Brisket.
Yeah, brisket.
Right.
How did you determine that you were going to do burn ends?
Well, just by
because you burnt some ends.
Right. Well, just by definition, a brisket is usually. I mean, if you get a Packer brisket, it's a lot thicker on one end than it is on the other. If you get just the flat, which is aptly named, generally it comes to a little point on one end, and that end will get cooked more than the other end because it's thicker. There's the thick end won't cook as fast. The thin end will cook quicker. Therefore, that end could be called burnt. I don't ever think it gets burned. It's just more well done.
It's dried out.
So what you typically do is cut that away, cut it up in little chunks, roll it in some sauce, and then throw them on the grill to make the sauce tacky, right? That, to me, is a burnt end. But I just wondered what yours were.
Well, there's a lot of guys do them differently. That's why I wondered what your interpretation, your right. concept. And I think that's one great way to get rid of a boring piece of flat that is dried up.
Right.
And you don't have to necessarily even throw them on the grill. You can throw them in a pan with some sauce and honey and butter or whatever you're going to do to them. You're going to definitely make candy out of it. Okay, it's going to be a treat. But I'd say you could even do that and just leave it in the pan and heat it for a little bit a while and rehydrate it. If you want to get rid of a bad piece of flat. Now, a lot of guys for burnt ends are treating themselves. So they're going to take a big piece of the deckle, the point.
Which is the thick end.
The top of the point. And they're going to make burnt ends out of that. And if I'm doing that, then I'm going to cut that deckle into cubes. And I'm going to roll it on a grill top for a while. And it's going to...
Like actually, a flat top or an actual grill grate?
No, your grill grates. I'm going to roll it on there because this weird thing happens. It's like a ET effect. It just like it looks like it's sparking or something as that connective tissue starts to burn. You'll see it like popping inside and it'll like kind of spark and flash a little bit. It's just like wanting to ignite like flames, but it doesn't ignite. It's just you're burning up connective tissue. It's just a cool thing to watch. If nothing else, it's a great thing to do while you're having a beer.
How many glasses of wine did you have before you did that the last time?
Well, it's the connective tissue of a deckle. And, right.
Very cool.
That's another way to do it.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And, hey, get out there and make something good on your grill for Mama. She takes care of you all year long. It's your day to take care of her. So, stick with us. We'll talk with you next week, and I want to learn how you did, and I'll tell you how I did too. Take care. We'll see you next week.